Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, we heard from Prince William on Thursday, who said, "We're very much not a racist family." William and Kate were visiting a school in East London and were asked by a reporter if he had spoken to his brother. He said he had not, but I plan to. In not the warmest of tones. A royal source told the Mirror, "The Queen has taken the decision to not pour petrol on the fire, but everyone is well aware that Harry and Meghan could go public again if they are not satisfied. The monarch will now speak to senior royals, including Charles, Camilla, William and Kate, to see what they know." The Mirror's sources add that Prince Charles has been left devastated by allegations he cut Harry off, insisting he only told him to come up with a workable plan rather than constantly changing his mind. During the Oprah interview, Oprah had said Meghan was the target of unrelenting pervasive attacks, using examples of articles written about Meghan from several newspapers. The Mirror reports that one of the stories was from a column by Telegraph writer Michael Deacon titled, "The Real Problem with Meghan Markle, She Just Doesn't Speak Our Language." Deacon has pointed out that the column was written in December 2020, more than 11 months after Meghan and Harry announced they were stepping down as senior royals. He said his story couldn't have played a part in their decision. "My column was published on December 19th last year, more than 11 months after Meghan announced she was stepping down as our senior royal. So unless Meghan has access to a time machine, I tend to suspect that my influence on her decision was, at most, negligible. Especially as, up to that point, I'd never written a single word against her." Also during the interview, Meghan told Oprah that her passport had been taken away. The Sun is reporting that Meghan and Harry have enjoyed 13 foreign holidays that seemingly would have required passports, including trips to New York, Ibiza, Botswana, Italy, and Amsterdam. The Duchess told Oprah, "You couldn't just go, you couldn't. I mean, you have to understand as well, when I joined the family, that was the last time until we came here that I saw my passport, my driver's license, my keys. All that gets turned over. I didn't see any of that anymore." It is understood from royal sources that Meghan's passport had to be kept safe to ensure it did not fall into the wrong hands, but it still would have been used by her for her holidays. All members of the royal family, apart from the Queen, require a passport to travel abroad. The couple also took part in three official royal tours, taking in Morocco, South Africa, and Australia, New Zealand, Tonga, and Fiji. Royal author Margaret Holder said, "Of course the royal family would want to keep Meghan's passport safe, but it's unthinkable she didn't carry it for her personal and private trips, such as her New York baby shower, traveling to see friends in Canada, partying in Amsterdam, and going to Lake Como with George Clooney." Writing for the Calgary Herald under the headline, "What Meghan Didn't Tell Oprah About Their Security Being Pulled," you stop getting taxpayer-funded royal protection when you don't want to be a royal anymore. Tristan Hopper said, "Security costs for the royal family are one of the few royal expenses that are wholly taxpayer-funded. Queen Elizabeth II, who personally holds a massive portfolio of British real estate, pays for her car, her dresses, and her Scottish summer retreat, but the cost of keeping her safe is funded entirely by the Home Office when she's in the UK, and by foreign governments when she's on state visits. It's not cheap. Protection costs for Queen Elizabeth and her various children and grandchildren cost the UK government up to $50 million per year. As potential heirs to the throne of the United Kingdom, the Queen's immediate family are what's known as internationally protected persons, IPP, a very rare classification usually only extended to heads of state and senior diplomats. Being an IPP is essentially a free ticket to receive automatic state bodyguards almost anywhere in the world. Any signatory to the United Nations Protection of Diplomats Convention is duty-bound to prevent attacks on the person, freedom, or dignity of a visiting internationally protected person. Whenever Justin Trudeau jets down to Florida for a vacation, for instance, the U.S. Secret Service is automatically mobilized to ensure that he remains safe while on U.S. soil. The moment Prince Harry and Meghan Markle arrived on Vancouver Island in December 2019, their status as royals meant they were furnished a taxpayer-funded RCMP detail without even needing to ask. as the Duke and Duchess are currently recognized as internationally protected persons, Canada has an obligation to provide security assistance on an as-needed basis, Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said at the time. It was on January 8, 2020, that the couple released a statement announcing they intended to step back as senior members of the royal family and become financially independent. 2 weeks later, this prompted a statement from Buckingham Palace wishing the couple well on their new path, but making clear that they will no longer receive public funds for royal duties and can no longer formally represent the Queen. Although the statement noted that the palace does not comment on the details of security arrangements, the new arrangement meant the couple would lose their status as IPPs effective in the spring of 2020. There would have been severe diplomatic consequences if Buckingham Palace had insisted on retaining IPP status for people who were no longer working members of the House of Windsor. Over a two-month period from November 2019 to January 2020, Canadians paid $56,000 on RCMP protection for Harry and Meghan, according to documents obtained by the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. An Angus Reid Institute poll from January 2020 found that 73% of Canadians objected to paying Harry and Meghan's security tab. When the couple moved to the United States, it prompted a tweet from then-US President Donald Trump that the US would not pay for their security protection. Canadians are generally more comfortable with security expenses for the royals when they get some waving in return. From the Mirror, Craig Prescott, one of the country's most respected constitutional lawyers, said, "It was very clear Archie, or indeed any of the Sussex's children, would not have the right to be a prince or a princess as the Duchess has suggested. The rules are clear, albeit perhaps slightly confusing for some, but they are governed by the letters patent by George V. The written order in 1917 by the Queen's granddad declared that the only royal offspring who are in the direct line of succession could be made a prince or princess and receive titles of his or her Royal Highness." Sources say there was never any grey area in explaining the rules to Harry and Meghan. Under the rules, only William and Kate's eldest son George, as the great-grandson of the monarch down the direct line of succession to the throne, was entitled to be a prince. The 1917 directive meant Archie would be entitled to the HRH or prince, but only when his granddad Charles takes the throne. A palace source told the Daily Mirror the overriding feeling throughout the whole sorry saga is one where many people, especially the Prince of Wales and Duke of Cambridge, have been left immensely saddened. There is a distinct feeling inside the camp that there must have been a better way to solve the issues by coming together, rather than the nuclear decision that has resulted in everything being discussed so publicly and without reason. When all is said and done, no one is likely to come off smelling of roses. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. The Hollywood Reporter says Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have found a leader for their production company Archwell in Ben Browning, president of film and television production at Film Nation Entertainment. It remains unclear whether Browning will also head their audio efforts. Previous reports suggest that Harry and Meghan are being paid $25 million for their podcasting efforts. As a podcaster myself, I can tell you that's a pretty good rate for the one episode they've done. The American late-night shows continue to have fun with the royals. Stephen Colbert jokes, "Palace sources say the Windsors were blindsided because they thought at worst the interview would make them look out of touch. Because if there's one thing a palace surrounded by iron spikes looked like before, it was in touch." Now remember not to make eye contact with the lady whose face is on the coins. Jimmy Fallon recapped the palace's official statement with, "For those who aren't fluent in palace speak, they're basically saying, we're sorry you feel this way." The statement would have sounded more sincere if they didn't end it with, "So we good?" Late Night also discussed Piers Morgan. Fallon: "That's right, after months of criticizing Meghan Markle for making an emotional exit, Piers stormed off stage in an emotional exit." Fallon again: "That's right, Piers is leaving, and he asked to be taken in by Tyler Perry and given full security." Colbert: "Piers Morgan is such a baby, someone at Buckingham Palace just asked what colour he's going to be." And Colbert again: "Congratulations, tomorrow is going to be a great morning, Britain." If you enjoy late night jokes, be sure to check out a podcast called Daily Comedy News, hosted by our writer, John McDermott. It's a quick look at the comedy news of the day, and the podcast always begins with a recap of Late Night. Daily Comedy News on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your shows. We'll be doing bonus episodes again this weekend as there remains plenty to talk about. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.